98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Now, come here, I want to just change direction of this conversation completely for a while and move away from the COVID world, if that's okay with you. I'm sure it is. You'd get a pain in your face, wouldn't you? Anyway, because the reason this came into us at the very start of the show today, just completely out of left field. And it's I want you to have a listen. We often get texts during the show from people looking for advice, and today is no different, but this is a weird one. It's from a listener called Craig, and he messaged us earlier on 0877 98 98 98. What the hell is a push present? And is he expected to buy one for his wife, who's pregnant at the moment and due next month? Or is this just some American made-up nonsense that you'd expect from the Kardashians? Have a listen to this. Craig, thanks for sending this in to us. And we rang Craig. And unfortunately, he's on a Zoom meeting at work, so he can't take a call from us. But I'm going to read out his message anyway, and I want to get your thoughts on this. I know you're talking about something different at the moment, but I need your help. My wife is due to give birth in 4 weeks, and loads of girls I work with have told me I have to get her a push present. I hadn't a clue what they were on about. Then I Googled it. WTF! Exclamation mark, he says. Is this a thing now? My wife has never mentioned it to me herself, but will she be secretly expecting one after she gives birth? Get me answers, lads, says Craig. And, okay, this clearly is a thing now, where a woman may give birth and the man in her life, or her partner, will give her a push present. It's a little thank you. It's a little reward for having the baby, for doing all the hard work, for pushing, basically. And he'd never even heard of this. Now, I have to be honest with you, Craig, I'd never heard of it until a couple of years back. But he wants to know, will she be ticked off if he doesn't get her a push present? Is this actually really a thing here? And do women, generally speaking, expect to get a present from their partner after they've pushed the baby out? That's why it's called a push present. Call me right now on 67979781. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Straight away, I got this message. My husband got me a push present when I had my first baby, and he is getting something for me for my second baby. I wouldn't expect anything, but let's face it, it's bloody hard work over the 9 months and for delivery. Men get all the joy, none of the pain, so the least we can expect is a present. That's actually from our Katie, believe it or not, who's on maternity leave. She just messaged me straight away. Yeah. Men get all the joy, none of the pain. I'm not expecting a push present, but I better bloody get one, is really what Katie is saying. Alan, I hope you're listening. Now, push presents. This is Gav.
Adrian, just on the old push present thing there. Should I have been expecting a present off her for putting it in there? If I'm getting her a present for getting it back out? Just wondering.
That's a fair point. Right. What, you want to be rewarded every time? We'll take a quick break. Talk to me about push presents. Explain to Craig what they're all about and whether or not he should be expected to give her one. Push presents. That's what I want to talk. Well, Craig wants to know what the deal is. He said he wrote this to us on a WhatsApp at the start of the show today. This is top of his mind. I know you're talking about something different at the moment, and indeed we were, Craig. But I need your help. My wife is due to give birth in 4 weeks, and loads of girls I work with have told me I have to get her a push present. I hadn't a clue what they were on about. Then I Googled it. WTF! Is this a thing now? Vicky has never mentioned it to me, Vicky being his wife, I assume, herself. But will she be secretly expecting one after she gives birth? Get me answers, lads. That's from a guy called Craig. Let's have a listen to this. Dave has a solution.
Adrian, Dave here. Get her a wheelbarrow. Push that. Look.
Oh, Dave, you're such a man. You're such a man. And look, it seems to be... well, it wasn't when my kids were born, but it seems to be a thing now. A push present. Call me now on 6797981. Carol, you're on 98FM. How are you, Carol?
Hello, Adrian. I'm fine, thanks.
I know there are people listening to us right now have never even heard the expression push present. Should she...
To be honest...
Yeah, go on.
To be honest, I had never actually heard it called a push present, but I gave birth to my eldest son 24 years ago, mm-hmm. and my expectation at that time was that it would be recognised in some way, shape or form by my husband.
Is a bunch of flowers not enough?
Well, you see, I didn't even get the bunch of flowers.
Oh.
Now, I know I was induced early, so basically we were only told on the Monday that I was to be in the following day. But even my dad gave him the opportunity later on, because he was born quite fast, but it was quite traumatic. My dad actually said, I'll be here for a while if you want to go off and do a few things, hoping he'd get the hint to go off and get the flowers and maybe a balloon and a card. But no. He actually said he was so tired. So that earned him the look of...
He said he was so tired.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I despair.
Exactly. So if this guy wants to earn major brownie points, whether his wife is expecting it or even knows what a push present is... Hmm. If he has a small piece of jewellery, just something like maybe a mommy and baby kind of pendant, or something small with flowers and a shoppy card, he'll earn so many brownie points. Sure, he'd be on such a high after she gives birth that he'd be so thankful for what she's gone through, and hopefully all goes well, that it's a big thing.
Okay, like, and now, the guy who... somebody just messaged me a second ago. He should want to get her something. He shouldn't have... She shouldn't have to ask, or he shouldn't have to be told.
And she probably never would ask either, because it would be this expectation, like a small thing that she'd probably hope that he would recognise it and would be so much better. It turned out anyway that within a number of months, I got a lovely gold mommy and baby pendant on a necklace, which I still have till this day, because my son used to actually put his little finger in it when he was playing, and he looks at it these days at 6'3" and he's like, "Oh, wasn't I cute when I was small?"
Okay, so you think any man whose partner or wife is about to give birth or is going to be having a baby soon, he will earn himself immeasurable brownie points if he gets her something nice.
Yeah, and also, after the baby's born, when he actually looks at the baby and his wife, he'll be so blissed out that he'll be like, "God, this is the least you deserve for what you've gone through." It would be a lovely moment. My husband made up for it on the second child.
I was about to say, it's just as well he did, because you still remember it to this day that he got you nothing on
I'm
the first.
I'm telling you. Yeah, but then again, I got married to somebody who forgot to mention his beautiful bride in his wedding speech, and I didn't actually note it at all at the time until a friend picked up on it. So,
oh my God. And and you're still with this man?
No.
No?
No, because he forgot my first birthday after we got married as well.
Oh my God.
But that's not the reason for the divorce. That's a different show. That's a totally different show.
I'd love to have that conversation with you.
Over a few drinks when the pub's open.
Okay,
again.
All right. Great, Carol. Thanks very much for talking to me.
You're very welcome.
Enjoyed
Take
it.
Take care.
Now, push presents. Let's have a listen to Samantha, who says, this is Kardashian's nonsense.
Hi, Adrian. I think that man is 100%. It is like something you'd see from the Kardashians. I know after I had my son, my partner didn't exactly buy me a present as such, but he got me a lovely Chinese after coming out of the hospital, which was better than any present because the food in the hospital is rank. So it was lovely to come home and have a yummy Chinese. I think any woman that expects it from her partner, you know what I mean? I think it depends on what she expects. You know what I mean? Like, if she's expecting diamonds and gold kind of thing, like, I think that's a bit OTT now, in my opinion. But, like, something small, like, I suppose, you know, like, in my case, like, my partner got me a takeaway and that was lovely. You know, something like that, it would be okay. Like, but I honestly think if a woman was to fall out with her partner because of the fact that he didn't get her a push present as such, no, I think that's selfish in my opinion. Thanks, Adrian. Love the show. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Samantha. And Bob sent me this.
Hey, lads. Bob here. Listen, I believe the male version of the push present is actually called the shove present. Do you get it? Yeah? Shove it in. That's exactly what it's called, the shove present. So if she gets a push present, you ask her, where's me shove present? Good luck.
Bob, you're such a comedian. You're hilarious. Niall, you reckon both should get a present?
Definitely. Hey, Adrian. Yeah, I totally agree that the mother should get get a push present, totally. But the lad, the man who actually performed the act in the first place, should get like a Danish or a Black Forest gatto for a funny bun in the oven. You know what I mean?
Sorry, just listening to that and listening to that last message, men are such idiots, really. You think that was hard work, do you?
Well, yeah, what I mean is you could call it a bakery present for putting a bun in the oven.
Yeah, I know, but if you think
all the hard work.
But if you think that was a chore, you know nothing then about giving birth and carrying a baby for 9 months.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. We're all just trying to put a bit of light on this current situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, come here, have you children yourself?
I don't at the moment, not that I know of, anyway.
Oh, not that you know of, right, okay. There's a conversation again for another day.
That's the truth.
Right, that's another pint in a pub conversation. All right, now thanks very much indeed. Steph sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
Hey, good morning. Just a message there in relation to your man and the push present. Don't be listening to all the girls in your office. If your wife hasn't asked for one, if she hasn't expressed or if she hasn't dropped any hints about it, spend your money where it counts on the new edition. Push present. I've never heard of something so ridiculous in my life. And the girls who actually expect or ask, I think they're so selfish. You're having a baby, you chose to do it. If you didn't want it, don't get pregnant. Oh, simple.
Oh, relax there, Steph. Okay, there aren't many, well, certainly in Craig's case, his missus isn't expecting one. Okay, she hasn't said a word about it. No, she hasn't mentioned it. But I want to do a quick search for a woman who got a decent push present from her partner when she gave birth. What did you get, Jeremy?
iPad Pro.
Jeremy got an iPad for his missus.
No, it wasn't the iPad Pro.
He got the cheapo iPad, the bottom of the range iPad. So when he realised she wasn't in... He's saying all this in my ear, by the way. She wasn't in labour as long as he had expected, so she got the cheap iPad. Anyway, that's what she... How romantic, Jeremy. How romantic of you. An iPad. Anyway, that was the push present that he got for his wife. I want to find out if anybody actually got a decent present as a push present. And where did this thing ever come from? Leonard, you're on 98FM. How are you, Leonard?
Hi, Adrian. Great show as usual.
Thank
I love
you very
the topic.
Much.
Absolutely brilliant. So funny. I'm in stitches. I've never heard of this before. I think it's a sign of the times.
You've never heard of a push present?
Never in my life. I think it's hilarious. But you know something? I think if it works both ways, I mean, and people...
Stop. It works both ways. A man gets a present for putting the baby in there, and then she gets a present for the baby coming out again. No.
Yeah, and his present should be called the installation present.
Right. Oh my God almighty, no, what has happened to men? You want a reward for the joyous creation of a child.
Completely, 5-star, yeah. Bring it on.
So have you ever heard of a push present?
Never in my life, never. A push chair, okay, but a push present, never.
And you live in Spain, Leonard, isn't that right?
I do.
And is it a thing over there?
Never heard of it. I never heard of it until this morning in my life. Never. It's brilliant. I think it's so funny. But seriously, if people are happy with this, go for it. If not, just leave it, you know?
And have you children yourself?
I have two.
And
three grandkids.
Okay. And did you buy presents when the children arrived?
Yeah, well, I probably did, but not because of the situation. Probably because just it was... Well, yes, it was a situation because it was just so nice to have the kids, but not in the terms of a push present, you know?
Okay, never heard of it.
And I think that term is actually terrible, a push present.
Well, that's what they're doing.
But I know, but they have a nicer name than push. I mean, come on, you know, a more tender, maybe romantic name, but push it out. You know,
it's a little bit more romantic than an installation present.
I suppose so.
All right, good to talk to you as always, Leonard. Thanks very much indeed. Let's have a listen to this from
Adrian. Love the show. I think this topic is hilarious. It's very funny. The present I got after having my kids was, now I have to go and drown the baby, wet the baby's head.
Oh, sorry, there's another message from her.
Wet the baby's head. So I'm going for a pint. You'll be grand.
And that was the way. Back in the day, men weren't even in the labour wards. They tended to be in the pub, wetting the baby's head. Anne, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Anne?
I'm good, Aidan. I'm good. I really am. Jeez.
Now, tell me about the push present that you got.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, 23
years. We're on the search now for the most exotic push present, so I think yours is up there. What did you get?
I got a box of After Eight with a tassel on them. And then the miserable at half of them telling me he was exhausted. when I did get home, I did get a follow-up. I got a four-wheel drive in the shape of a Silver Cross pram.
Oh, fantastic. Right,
so I'm wearing a coat with a push of presents now, really. Years and years ago, women, I believe my mother, which was over 60 years ago, she did get an eternity ring if you had a boy.
Really? Oh, if you had a boy?
If you had a boy, you got an eternity ring.
Oh.
So I was an only girl, and she had two boys after me. She did wear a little eternity ring. Now, whether she was just trying to make herself like Elizabeth Taylor or what, I don't know. But I said, but my present was a large box of After Eight, and I felt like Elizabeth Taylor in the comb with a tassel hanging out the After Eight. And a miserable sitting facing me, both of them.
Not even a bunch of flowers, nothing, no, just a box of After Eight.
No, he was a busman. He said he was too busy, couldn't find him anywhere.
He couldn't find flowers?
No, he couldn't find flowers. I think he stroked the After Eight somewhere. But at least I had a hot four-wheel drive and I got home in a navy Silver Cross pram. I was delighted with life.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, so I needn't tell you anything.
Okay, so what do you think of this idea of push presents? Do you think man now, today, should be giving her a present for giving birth?
Well, as a girl, a couple of calls you there before, and I thought it was the nicest present was that young girl that was on a nice Chinese meal when she got home.
Yeah, actually, nice and simple.
You know, it was nice. It's all American way now. Between that and our bloody baby showers and burst of balloon, what's the gender going to be? And they're following the Americans, and it's gone really ridiculous now. It's gone too far, you know, that way. I just think it is really, you know. I mean, even with communion, confirmation parties, graduation parties, I didn't have anything like that. So I just think it's gone a bit too far now, really. That we are following the Kardashians.
Well, okay, we just got this message from a woman who... she got the ideal push present. Wait till you have a listen to this now. Here we go. Listen to this.
Adrian, I got the best present I could ever wish for as a push present. I got a baby. A beautiful baby boy. What more could a woman ask for? Thank you.
Well, she's right, isn't she?
Even when I go by the curb now, I feel a 16 and go, oh, Jesus Christ. And if I see after 8 out of Christmas, I go, no, thanks, you're grand. I don't like after 8 anymore.
Brilliant. Great to talk to you, and thanks very much indeed. We're talking about push presents and whether or not it is necessary. If your partner is having a baby, are you expected now to get her a present? More than a box of After Eights. Now, Patrice, your kids were born in the States, is that right?
Yeah, they were born in America.
Okay, and are push presents a thing in the States?
Well, they were. They were starting off when I had my two kids over there.
Okay, and...
As I just said in my text there, it's more of a, you know, like an eternity ring job. That's what I got.
Oh, right, so you did get an eternity ring?
I got two eternity rings after two children, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, right, okay. So you're
one
way
with sapphire and one with diamonds.
You're way down with eternity rings.
Yeah, I am. Well, actually, no, I'm divorced now, so.
Oh, right, okay. All right. That's another over a pint in a pub conversation.
Absolutely.
Okay, but it was a thing. So how old are the kids now?
12 and 13.
Okay, so they were born in the States, and push presents were a thing over there then?
Then they were, yeah.
And it
seems... Before the Kardashians.
Before the Kardashians, that's interesting, actually. So it seems to have travelled across the Atlantic now, and is expected here now?
No, I don't think it's expected here. I think it's just an American thing. But it was similar. It's similar. Like, over here is very similar.
This conversation started from the message from Craig from earlier on, and he knew nothing about this. And in fact, most people who've messaged us have never heard of a push present. But anyway,
my ex-husband didn't know about eternity rings until I told him.
Ah, see, so I had to.
You kind of had to wrangle a little bit.
Right, okay. See, you had to give him the clanger of a hint.
A little bit of a hint, yeah. It took a while now to get both the rings, but it took, you know, a year and a half once the second baby was born. It took about 3 months to get both of those rings. But I got two one day, so.
You did eventually. All right, Patrice, thanks very much indeed. Siobhan thinks this is utter nonsense.
To be honest with you now, in my opinion, a push present is a big load of bleep, bleep, bleep. I have three kids, and I have never heard of a push present on the first two, never expected one. Not to say that my husband didn't pick me up something nice now, but putting that pressure on people to go and pick something else in this day and age is actually just ridiculous. It's a presents now, push presents, baby shower present when you have the baby, present for a christening. Like, it's just the world's gone mad with presents for this, that and everything. I don't know how anyone has any money left, and it takes any meaning or value out of any of the gifts that, you know, you kind of choose for people now. I think that's just my opinion, but anyway, as for push present, I just think that's ridiculous. I think a couple has come together, they are expecting a child, they're going through that together, they have a baby, they're spending a fortune on kitting out their house and, you know, getting all the baby stuff in, and putting that pressure, you know, to prove something is just ridiculous. Like, what does a push present prove to anyone?
Alright, Peter, I'm going to talk to you straight after the break. What do you think of this whole push present thing?
Nonsense.
Stay there, I'll be with you straight after the ad break. So, Orla, I don't want you to tell me yet what you got as a push present, yeah?
Are you okay?
But you were very happy.
I was indeed, yes. Really happy.
Okay, well, I want to see if our listeners can guess what you actually got as a push present, okay? So, let me ask you, were you given this present when you were in hospital?
No, when I came home, I was pushing me luck by asking.
Okay, so you didn't get it. So it wasn't given to you in the hospital. It was given to you when you got home. Were you expecting it? Had you asked for it?
Yeah, well, my previous, what I had previous to it was giving me nothing but hassle, so I had asked and I got
okay,
it.
Okay, so you needed a new one of these things, and you gave lots and lots and lots of hints that you needed a new one because the old one was in bits, and you actually got one.
I did indeed, yes.
Now, do you think that all women deserve one of these when they have a baby?
Oh, I do indeed.
You do. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, I want to see if our listeners can guess what you got as a push present. Send me a WhatsApp right now to 0877 989898. Orla reckons every woman deserves one of these after having a baby. She wasn't given it in hospital. She was given it when she got home. She dropped lots of hints for it because the one that she had was just not in good condition and she kind of needed a new one. And the hints worked anyway, Orla, yeah?
Yeah, they did indeed.
Okay, now.
There's enough of them given.
Okay, did you get a brand new handbag?
No.
No? Oh, right, okay, it wasn't a handbag. Let's see. Did you get a brand new vacuum cleaner?
No.
All right. Because you can have a bad vacuum cleaner. Stay there for a second, Orla, because I want to talk to Peter first. And keep your messages coming in, and please stop texting in that thing.
Vibrator.
Yeah. No, she didn't get a vibrator. For God's sake. Peter, you're on 98FM. How are you, Peter?
Adrian, how are you getting on?
I'm good, thank you, Peter. What do you think of this whole push present malarkey?
Absolute nonsense.
Oh.
Honest to God, Adrian, I think after 9 months of listening to her pissing and moaning about how hard it is that you try to do this and, you know, men can't have babies, I think the only person who deserves a present would be me, a holiday.
Well, for putting up with her?
For putting up with her. My God, I went through it twice, Adrian. It was a really, really hard experience.
For you?
For me, absolutely. Like, why should I be giving her a present? If I handed my wife a present after she gets birth, for her, she would turn around to me and say, you want me to open up something else? Right now, she would have bet me with it. Not a bloody chance, Adrian. No way. Very Kardashian.
Okay, so you don't like the idea of this push present thing?
I don't like the idea of the push present, but I could guess what that lady got, though.
Okay, go on, have a guess.
A new car.
A new car?
Yeah.
Hardly. She said every woman who has a baby should get one of these.
I reckon she got a new car or a new oven.
Or a new oven.
Orla,
was it a new oven?
No, it wasn't
No. Not a new oven, no. No, sorry about that.
Oh. Okay.
But was it, Orla, a new car?
It was indeed, yes.
A new car?
Yeah.
That was your push present?
It was indeed, yes. It was well deserved, Adrian.
Now, Peter, you don't know what you're talking about. A new car as a push present.
I haven't a clue, Adrian.
You're a disgrace. And that's a lovely old present. So he took the hints that your old car was in bits, and when you got home from hospital, new car for you.
Yeah, well, do you know, my excuse was I had bought in a car seat and I was after getting an ISOFIX based from the old car, so I was saying, but we might as well just get a new car to sit in the new car seat.
And lo and behold, there it was.
It was indeed. A week later, he drove home with it.
Ah, that's
it
brilliant.
It popped into my garden.
Very good. Fair play to him. Fair play to him. Are you still with him?
I am.
Oh, well, that's all right, because anytime I've asked that question before now, they've said no, so that's good to hear. Well, why wouldn't you be with a fella now and buy you a push present of a car?
Well, this is it now. I'm waiting to see what I get for the next in a couple of years.
Okay. A lot of people actually guessed that, but other people said, was it gym membership? That's a bit of an insult, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Was it a new washing machine? Was it an iron? Lots of people, for some reason, thought it might have been a new oven. Why would you want a new oven? To put a new bun in or something? I don't know. She was handed a laptop. Was it a Range Rover Sport? No. What sort of a car was it, actually?
It was a Volkswagen.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Have you still got the car?
I do, indeed.
Oh, very good, very good. So you still have the car, you still have the fella, so that's all good.
Yeah.
Here, listen to what Joanne got as a push present.
Hi, Adrian. I never heard of a push present, but when I came home from the hospital, my partner had a beautiful bottle of Budweiser waiting for me because I love a Budweiser, and I didn't have a drink for 9 months, and he also had a beautiful Indian curry made. So That was my present. Love the show. Absolutely fantastic topic. Laughing here all morning at some of them. Unbelievable. Very funny.
So a bottle of Bud and, what'd she say, an Indian?
An Indian.
A homemade Indian, no less. That's very nice. It's no car, having said that, Joanne, I have to say. Orla, thanks very much indeed. And the car's still going well. That's the main thing.
It is indeed.
Excellent. All right, good to talk to you. Thanks, Orla. Now, where am I going to? Oh, let's just have a listen to a couple of WhatsApp voice notes. Roisin, did I play Roisin yet?
Hey, Adrian, hope you're well. A push present. What has the world come to? Sorry, but if you get a beautiful, healthy baby at the end of it all, that's the most precious present in the world. Having to get a physical present, like, get a grip. What is the world coming to?
Glenn has an interesting question.
Tell me this, Adrian. What happens if she's sectioned? There's no pushing involved there for her. So she gets nothing.
That's a very good question. I can't answer that. I didn't come up with the expression push present. The Americans did. But if you have a cesarean, yeah. No pushing there. This is from... I don't know who this is, actually.
Hi, Adrian. Just a quick one. Only 23, but I have two kids already, believe it or not. But I think you should want to, if you get me. You should want to get them something anyway, because of all what they've been through. We're just there looking at it happen. So, yeah, just something nice. It doesn't have to be mad, but just something nice.
Something nice. All right, Alan, thank you very much indeed. Bernie, you're new to this expression as well, push presents.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
I didn't. Okay. I did get a present of my first child.
Oh, did you? Very good. What did you get?
I didn't. I got a €100 note in a Tippett magazine, and I got an Afghan coat.
You got a €100 note?
Note in a Tippett magazine many years ago.
Right.
And an Afghan coat. I didn't know what it was. Afghan coat. They were all the fashion.
What's an Afghan coat?
It's just like a sheepskin coat, white.
Oh.
It's called an Afghan coat, yeah.
Oh,
many,
nice.
Many moons ago, Adrian.
Okay.
But I was watching a movie about a month ago, Yummy Mummies,
yeah.
On Netflix, and that's where I heard, that's the first time I heard that expression, push presents.
Oh,
you're all getting cars and diamond rings and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's happening. You just heard that last caller. She got a car, so it's the new thing. And excuse me, I'm looking at photographs of Afghan coats. Ah, yeah, that's lovely and cuddly.
Yeah.
That's lovely and cuddly. And yeah. And a €100 note. And what was the magazine?
Tippett's magazine, yeah.
Oh. And the €100 note was inside that. And you
Virginia.
Got a coat.
I was like, what the hell is the magazine? And then I opened it. It was €100 note.
Brilliant.
We're divorced, mind you, but...
Oh, that seems to be everybody. Everybody who didn't get a decent present is divorced now. So, the message is, lads, if she's having a baby for you, get her something decent or she's going to divorce you. That's...
Yeah, well, I had three after that and I got nothing.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Right. Have you still
got... that's when I saw it on Netflix and I said, that's where that's after coming from, because everybody's talking about it now.
Yeah, it is. It is a thing. And like I said, lads, if you want to be in our good books, it has to be a push present. Thanks, Bernie.
Okay.
Let's have a listen to this from Stacey.
I feel robbed. I've had three kids and got no push presents.
You have been robbed. This is that lady who got a car. Michelle gave birth 3 weeks ago.
Hi, Adrian. I had a baby 3 weeks ago and my partner got me a push present and he got me an Instax camera that prints out the Polaroid pictures and a scrapbook. So that was nice.
That's brilliant, Michelle. Great old present. I bought one for my daughter a year and a half ago, but you can't drive it. You just can't. Karen sent me this.
Hi, Adrian. I worked with a woman who gave birth to her first baby. And when she came out of the maternity hospital, her husband had a brand new black Jeep sitting outside the front door of the hospital waiting for her. I heard it from her mouth, so it's 100% true. Can't remember the name of the Jeep, but I know it was like a high-end model. Yeah, so yeah, she came out into a Jeep, but it is a bit of a joke. It's a bit over the top. Each to their own. I got three lovely babies and I'm happy with them.
Okay, but I'm sure you'd love three lovely Jeeps as well, wouldn't you? Of course you would. A couple more. This is Kira.
I never got a push present, never got a card, never got somewhere with a bouquet of flowers, never got out with the night feeds. I don't know why I'm actually still with them. But yeah, there's also a thing now called baby moon. So if I ever get pregnant again, I'm making her take me on the baby moon.
Yeah, you can get a divorce, Kira. You can definitely get one of them. Bernie.
The first time I heard of a push present was watching a movie called Yummy Mummies on Netflix about a month ago. So I'd say a lot of people have watched it and that's where they're getting their ideas from.
That was Bernie I spoke to a couple of minutes ago. Joanne.
Hi, Adrian. I never heard of a push present, but when I came home from the hospital, my partner had a beautiful bottle of Budweiser waiting for me.
Oh, we played that, didn't we? Yeah. Anto.
Adrian, my daughter-in-law just had her baby there by section. But 2 hours ago, Hannah Eustace, new baby Hunter, has arrived. So I never...
Oh, sorry. Don't know what's happening there. And finally, the best push present was him getting the snip after our third baby, says Carol. And I can't read that message out. It's... when she said her old one was in bits and needed a new one, I thought she needed new... I can't read that out. God's sake. Oh, yes. Anyway, there you go. They are push presents. Lads, be warned. It'll end. She won't stay with you if you don't get one. That's really what I'm hearing. Okay? She deserves one. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for all of your calls. I'm after enjoying that. We're back with you again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. If you want to get in contact with us with anything that you'd like to talk about on the programme tomorrow, send us an email right now to dublintalks@98fm.com.
The sound of the city. 98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.